From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is The Daily What.
Hi, this is The Daily What. I am Matt, and today, here in England, where I am, I normally say the K of you or UK. Here in England, it is St. George's Day today, the day that you can almost get away with daring to put a flag out of the country that you're in without being judged. It's that special day of the year. Oh, actually, sometimes you can do it during June if England are in the World Cup. Then you can put a flag out sometimes and people won't assume things of you. But that's today, the 23rd. I didn't know it was the 23rd. I'm just having some stupid memories in my head of days past. Now, I'm torn on St. George's Day and my feelings about St. George's Day, because I think it's a lot of bollocks, isn't it, really? I mean, it wouldn't be necessary. It wouldn't serve any purpose whatsoever if you wasn't encouraged to feel shame every other day of the year about the place that you live. I mean, America experienced this. Now, I can't believe this happened to America, the exact same thing, but it did. But you're supposed to, well, are you supposed to be? Like, national pride is a thing around the world. But I've kind of never experienced it in England. Like, even when I was younger and you was allowed flags and it was applauded and everybody was patriotic, you kind of think to yourself, what am I proud of? Because we don't really have any. Like, Scots have got all the tartan and the bagpipes and the traditional things. Wales have got lakes and sheep. Ireland have got all that bollocks, haven't they, with all the green shit and the Guinness and the, you know, dancing, river dance shit. But I've just laughed a bit at Wales there, but you've got more national identity than the English, than us English, all of you Welsh out there. So you should be a bit more proud. At least you're allowed to be proud to be Welsh. You've got your dragon, haven't you, on your flag. Your mythical beast. Speaking of dragons, this is what St. George's Day is about. And it's the dragon. St. George slayed the dragon, apparently. No one knows when. Certain people would that don't believe that dinosaurs ever existed would tell you that they were dragons. The bones that they find are that of dragons from a bygone period, where, you know, because they want to believe all this drivel about saints slaying things. Like, all the saints slayed a dragon, I think, didn't they? Is that what they all did? What have all saints got in common? I think they all killed a dragon and became a patron saint of wherever they killed the dragon. Or they all slayed something. Like, if you look into the history of the Loch Ness story, like the first ever alleged sighting of the Loch Ness monster, Saint Columba banished the Loch Ness monster from the River Ness. Like, the River Ness is what feeds Loch Ness up there. That's where the story began of, like, the beast. From just bullshit. Just bullshit stories of the past. I remember being a kid and we used to always have to, we made dragons out of papier-mâché. And we made like a St. George's helmet and shit, like to pretend we was St. George. And we just actually get taught that this actually happened, like this mythical story. This was so weird. Everyone talks about the state of schools these days, but it's so fucking weird when you look back at what I was taught. Like, I was simultaneously simultaneously force-fed religion, and that God had created the universe and the earth and given us everything we need. Let's pray every morning in assembly. And then I'd go and do science and learn about the Big Bang. Just fucking weird. Like, they simultaneously teach two things at once to us. But St. George's Day, like, it's become an opportunity for twats to think they're being rebellious by over the top being patriotic for a day because they wouldn't dare do it for the rest of the year. That's my opinion on St. George's Day, to be honest with you now. Like, I wouldn't celebrate it, and I'm not ashamed to be English. I'm not proud, but I'm not ashamed to be English. We've given our country away. It's nothing to be proud of, really. But I did see that they're protesting down London and stuff about the Gaza stuff and the war with Israel and Palestine. And the police are so, you know, scared to get involved in that. And I've seen a few people waving St. George's flags down London, seen a few videos, and the police getting stuck straight in there, clotheslining everybody, being fucking aggressive, pushing them all back, because they know they can do it, because it's the English people doing it.
What?
You can do anything you want to white English people, and without judgment. But you, if you touch other people that are saying things that people might cry about or whatever, then you can't touch them.
Sounds like cognitive dissonance to me, mate.
I agree with him. But that's weird. But you do get these undesirables, don't you? Like, I know people, no names mentioned, probably ain't listening, wouldn't have thought. A lot of people don't even realise I do a podcast called The Daily What. A lot of people know about Whatcast in my personal life, but I don't think anyone knows about The Daily What. No one listens to Whatcast in my personal life, other than, I think, my mum occasionally. But the weird thing is, you get these people that then go to the pub and get absolutely pissed up all day, with like their faces painted in a cross, like the English cross in a pub. And get absolutely hammered just because I knew people that actually used to book St. George's Day off not that long ago. I don't know if they might still do it, to be honest. I don't know. I've not had this conversation for a while. To go to the pub with their bell-end mates, so they can all go, St. George, fucking slayed the dragon, didn't he? Fuck that cunt of a dragon. He fucking showed that fucking dragon. That dragon probably came over on the fucking boats. And good old fucking St. George sent him straight back to fucking Rwanda, didn't he? Them sort of people, right? We'll get pissed about. Why would you go to a pub to get absolutely hammered about a made up shit story from by God? No one even knows when was it supposed to have even happened? Before Christ? That was also bullshit, by the way. Did it happen then? I honestly don't know why people do. Why do people celebrate such things? I don't know. These people, though, they absolutely love it. But why would you need to do that? Like, even if they go abroad, like if someone's abroad in Spain or something, like at the moment, in the Canary Islands in particular, I work with someone that's going to Tenerife in a couple of weeks. And in the Canary Islands, where Brits go on holiday all the time, the locals of these islands, the actual residents of the islands, are absolutely pissed off with the tourism, and they are they're protesting against tourism in these islands. And she, the person I work with, is fucking absolutely terrified about going, because they don't want you to do anything. They want to shut it down and the reason is because of the hotel expansion. Obviously, there's no. The beauty of the islands is completely gone due to money, but also because of the stupid British people and the way they behave on holiday, with all of this over-the-top drink till you throw up bullshit that they have to go out. I mean, I'm saying all this. I've done this when I was younger. So it's like, I didn't abuse anyone else's other countries, but I definitely did drink quite a lot when I went away with my mates on lads' holidays to these places, Tenerife being one of them, actually. For the full story of that, patreon.com/whatcast. Me and Lee talk about it in depth because Lee was with me for 2 hours almost. One of the week, if you scroll back a bit on travel casts on there, there's quite a lot of travel shows on there of things that I've done, he's done over the years. But it's all a lot of bollocks, isn't it? But what did I scrolled across a video, speaking of St. George's Day. I scrolled across a video, and this was a guy talking on the talk of tick, right? Let's see what he's... I'll see if you're about to hear this. Let's see what he's got to say about St. George's. He describes St. George's Day, and I'll see if I agree or disagree with what he says at the end.
St. George's Day, the one day of the year when we're allowed to cautiously celebrate England and being English. A day when we're allowed to bond over our shared identity. When we're allowed to remember our history. Perhaps even to feel some slight national pride. Agincourt, Trafalgar, Waterloo, Battle of Britain, D-Day. Careful though, don't get carried away, because the smug, narcissistic, middle-class faux liberals can't stomach it, can they? The thought of being proud to be part of this nation makes them sick to their stomachs, doesn't it? The Owen Joneses, the Nish Kumars, the Gary Linekers, it makes them truly bilious. The people who take great pride in talking this country down, who can't stop framing this country as if it should fill us all with shame and embarrassment. St. George's Day rolls around, they can't help themselves, can they? The chorus goes up. St. George wasn't actually English, you know, he was Turkish. Ah, got ya, St. George was Turkish. Take that, racists. Your patron saint isn't even English. Ah, shame. All the historical sources say he didn't even like fish and chips. And there's a lot of evidence to suggest he was non-binary. In fact, the Venerable Bede referred to George as Zizim in his seminal Historia Ecclesiastica. And the red cross on a white background is thought to represent the scars of his top surgery. St. George never had a cup of tea in his life. Actually, some historians believe that St. George was a tireless campaigner for equality and diversity. And in the story of St. George slaying the dragon is actually an allegorical representation of prejudice. And in fact, what St. George was actually slaying was racism and misogyny. The fact is, when you wave your St. George cross around, it makes vulnerable ethnic minorities feel deeply uncomfortable. And as a Turkish migrant, St. George would absolutely hate that. And he'd hate you, you racist scum. Furthermore, many people believe St. George was a martyr who was executed in defence of his Christian faith, but the primary sources would actually suggest he died of climate change. These people are so poisoned by their own ideological rabidity, they can't let anyone else have a single day to celebrate their environment, their heritage, their national identity. And sadly, we cave into them. You'll find practically nothing in the mainstream media or in the shops marking St. George's Day. Best keep quiet about it. Sweep it under the rug. Don't want to offend anyone now, do we? Shh.
That, by the way, that bloke looked as weird as he sounded, by the way. But what he says there, a lot of that is actually, I do agree with. Like, all of the, he obviously exaggerated, heaven forbid, I would never do such a thing. He obviously exaggerated in the middle there about what the leftists would say about St. George's Day. They do. They always do that when they talk about religion. If someone's religious, they'll always make out that God isn't what they think he was. God wouldn't have liked them and all this other stuff they come out with. And they do that about like saints. But, you know, is there any historical actual evidence that St. George ever even existed? I don't think there is. And if it is, I think it's shaky at best, if that exists. But what he was saying there in the middle about, well, the way they do that, they do all do that. And he was right. I agree with most of what he said there. Like, the day that you dare, like, I know people, a lot of people, that have put flags up today on their profiles, like somehow, screw the system, I'm putting me St. George's cross up on me book of face today. Like it's somehow bravery to do so. Like you can't, if you're patriotic, just put it up all the time. Like Scottish people are so patriotic, and you know why they are? I don't know why they are, to be honest, because their country is fucked at the moment. You're not even allowed to speak your mind in Scotland anymore without being arrested in any sense. But it's because they are generally indigenous Scottish people wherever you go. There's not much migration there. There's nobody banging the drum for people to not be proud to be Scottish, or that offends other people. But the Scottishness will be eroded over time. I guarantee that. That will definitely happen. That happens everywhere in the world now. But yeah, I agreed. I didn't listen to that all the way through, but I thought I might disagree with a few things he said. But yeah, other than the fact that he's bigging people up that want to celebrate St. George's Day, because generally they're dickheads as well. So let's be honest. Well, we all know them, don't we? We all know the big blokes with the mum tattoo on their arm. Everything's like a can of beer, standing there, legs wide apart. Hey, fucking St. George and the bollocks and here, fucking up yours, fucking dragon. All that bollocks. We all know these. I know someone. Someone's in my mind. If anyone knows me, well, you probably think it. What I'm thinking. Right, well, let's move on. As Nathan would say, if he was here right now, which he is, he's always here, obviously.
So maybe change the subject.
I'm going to do that off of St. George's Day. Let me know what you think about St. George's. That's a load of bollocks as far as I'm concerned. But it's also ridiculous that you can't just fly a flag in the country that flag is representing. You're in that country and it's offensive. Put it anywhere else in the world, probably people wouldn't be bothered. I was listening. This bloke was on the radio today when I was at work. And he was...
Gary!
Cheers. All right, Gary. And he was... talking about what they called like homing pigeons. Now, aren't they fucking weird pigeons? When you think about it, like there's this conspiracy theory out there that people talk about and they say the birds ain't real. Like people actually come out with it, like birds are not real. Birds are spies from NASA or whatever those shit these people come out with. And they're there to, that's why they look in your house, they sit on your fence, they're spying on you. They're machines, they're not actually real. Well, it sounds like a load of bollocks, don't it? And it is a load of bollocks, don't get me wrong, right? Because eggs exist, so they're not just created. Like these birds are real, right? When they say they sit, like they're always sitting on the power lines, like they run out of battery and they go and sit on the power lines outside to recharge. Well, they're phone lines, most of them. Recharging on phone lines. But pigeons, though, like they are fucking weird, ain't they? When you actually think about it, when you give it some thought. Back in the day, pigeons used to, people would send mail on a pigeon. Not male as in male and female. Like they wouldn't strap a bloke to a pigeon, but you'd put like a letter on a pigeon and send it and it would go and deliver the, like carrier pigeon, wouldn't it? And they have homing pigeons. They fucking go for miles and they know how to get back. Like they've got a chip in them that's like a GPS. But other birds can't do that, to my knowledge. But pigeons can. Like during the war, World War One, I think, you would send messages via pigeon from across the fucking world. And pigeons would deliver the message. Like, would it? Because have you ever seen them videos of like ravens and shit? Now, they're not homing. I'm not sure ravens are homing, but birds in general, let's have a rethink about this. I've just said birds are... Like when you actually think about birds, all of them, other than shit ones, like sparrows, right? But like, when you think about it, ravens, if you've ever seen the videos of them, like they solve these puzzles. Like there'll be, I don't know, some food or something in some water. Yeah, I said water. And they can't quite reach it, so they'll go and get a stone and drop it in the water to raise the water level so the food gets closer to the top and then they can reach it. And not just that sounds quite easy, but for a bird, is that easy? And like they do really complicated puzzles that they figure out to get to food or to solve things. Like there's loads of TikTok pages and Instagram pages about these ravens doing these amazing things. Ravens and what's the other one? I don't know. Is it just blackbird? What's the other? Is it raven and wren or something? I don't even know what they are. But also when you think about parrots. And how fucking smart they are. Like, you literally say something to a parrot about three times and it'll mimic it in your... Like, it's got a voice recorder in it. Like, I could literally sit next to a parrot right now and make this podcast and the parrot would repeat it back to me. And then I could just record the parrot and put it out and it was me. Because it'd sound like me. Like, my nan had a budgie and it sounded like my nan. Like, it was her voice. It was so weird. And parrots sound like their owners. Or actually, budgies, I think, sound more like their owners. Like shit birds, like budgies. They mimic the actual voice. I think parrots do it in kind of their own voice, don't they? But they pick up really easily what you're saying and they repeat it. How the fuck do they say that? Like with that fucking stupid beak sticking out and a little round tongue they have. How do they manage to say anything? Like, people go to humans go to speech therapy, but parrots can pick shit up just like that with literally no lips or anything. But pigeons are wits. Are birds fucking real? I don't know, right? Birds, they could be. Nathan, you're a bit of a conspiracy theorist. Are birds real?
No, mate.
Obviously, you was going to say that. How do they ever land?
Doesn't go down! Are you dumb?
I've been watching a show. It's just finished. If you're watching it, I'm probably going to spoil it. I don't know. It's called Hunted, right? I've watched most seasons of this. It's on, I don't know which channel it's on. I think it's Channel 4, maybe. Don't know, right? But I called it from episode one, what was going to happen. And I'll tell you, the context of the show, what they actually have to do. So there's like pairs, I think five pairs of two, something like that. And they literally have to, they start in London and they have to just make their own way. They've got X amount of money. I don't know if they've got any cash, actually. They might have a little bit of cash to start with, but they have to just run, go on the run, find their way out of London and go missing. While these hunters that have got all of the things the police would use, apparently, have got to try and find where they've gone, track them down, get there and actually physically touch them to say, like, you're out of this game. Like, you've been hunted down. And the bizarreness of this show, like, it used to be good. And I've seen them actually running through the streets where I live, which was really weird. Like, literally these streets, like, not streets that I sort of know, straight these streets. Running around here, trying to like go it because obviously where someone's close to where someone lived or whatever. They always go home in this as well. But they have to give the hunters a list of people that they're close to, X amount, like maybe 10 people that they might use to give them a bit of a chance of seeing, like tracking people's phones and trying to find where they are and that. But as if they need it. Like every one of these pairs is with obviously followed by a cameraman. So he can film what's going on, where they are, because they'll get all the way up to Scotland or whatever and just go on the run. And then they've got to meet at a point at the end, an extraction point where they'll get picked up by a helicopter, a boat or a fucking plane. And then once they're in the boat plane, it takes off or goes away and then they've escaped and they win 100 grand or whatever. It's like a whatever prize is. And this show is so clearly fake as fuck. I don't know why I watch it. It's like they'll get on a bus or something, like the people will get on a bus, pay with cash, and then it'll go to Hunters HQ, like some big fucking, the Gherkin, I think they call it in London, a big building in central London. And they'll say, we've got a contact, like, we found a CCTV from the number 7 bus in Scunthorpe. And here they are. Like, where the fuck would they get the information that they're anywhere near the area to even get that CCTV that happens to be on that bus? Unless they request CCTV from every bus in the country and then meticulously go through frame by frame everything on that bus, there's no fucking way. Someone's tipping them off or they're all tracked. And like, whenever they discover where they are, or they're in Nottingham, they go, yeah, we're around the corner from there. There'll be like a hunter team there with a big Range Rover. Oh, we'll go, and they're like 2 minutes away from where they are all the time. It's bollocks. And even if like you, like there was a clip, there was literally in a field in the middle of nowhere, in a tent. Oh, we put a drone up. I think we'll put a drone up in this random area up north somewhere, just on the off chance. Oh, fuck, there they are. We found them. Like, how would they know where the fuck they are? What even area they're even in? The cameraman is either they're trackered up or the cameraman is clearly phoning back at night, giving it right. We're in Preston at the minute, mate. Don't tell them I told you. Wink, wink. But they always, like, if there's someone on it with one leg, he'll win and all the others will get caught. Like, they can catch these people at any time, whenever they want to. And they always virtue signal for some sort of a minority. So there's a trans man on there and his sister, right? And they were formerly sisters and now he's transitioned and it's a boy. And I said at the beginning, they're going to win. Or at least he will win. They will not catch them, even if they're right next to him. And this happened numerous times. They was right next to him outside a building they was in. They escaped. Then they was on a train station, spotted them 2 feet away from them. Let them get on the train. Then we got on the wrong train. We didn't track them. Like, they could have caught these people at any time. And then they got like athletic people in there, like the two young boys that can outrun everybody. They fucking got them straight away. There was no story behind them, so it wasn't interesting to keep them in it. But I watch it and I think to myself, what the fuck are you watching this for? Like, what a waste of my time. I watch it every season. I watch it with my son. I watch every season of it. And I just think, why am I watching this? I know what's going to... I look at the couples at the beginning of the show and I think, right, who's the most oppressed? That couple, they're going to win. And they always do. Every time. No matter how close they get to getting caught. And the police, like, if they can track them all down with, like, basically no knowledge of where they are at all, why is there criminals on the run for years then? If you could just randomly stumble across this CCTV from Whitstable High Street that you just happen to be checking out. Oh, and there they go. That pair of old ladies that are on the run have gone past there. Yeah, anyway, hunted. Channel 4, I think it's Channel 4. It's got adverts anyway. I think it's Channel 4. It used to be quite a big show when it used to be real, I believe, because they did used to really struggle when people would literally go for the entire six episodes or whatever without being discovered anywhere, not even a close call, and it was believable. But now that every time any of them go anywhere, the hunters know where they are and they're on them. There's a load of bollocks. I want some St. George's people to go on the run. Hooray! And they'll show themselves on St. George's Day. Let's have a couple of fucking beers for kicking the shit out of that fucking dragon. I think it was also Earth Day today. It was either today or yesterday. Someone posted that. Well, that's a load of bollocks. I don't want to talk about that. Just a quick update on... So when we put Whatcast out on Sunday, they're just gone. I mentioned to people, like, you know, we're struggling a bit here. We're struggling to ever make the show. We're struggling to get any traction. We're struggling with, you know, getting some shares and some likes on our social media for people to follow the show, for it to truly represent the amount of listeners we have. We need our social media to represent that. And I think it's safe to say that I've been given a swift middle finger from that. I mean, people haven't done anything I've asked. The usual people have. If you're out there and you have, thank you. I know the same sort of people have tried their best with the YouTube and all that sort of stuff. So, like, here's where I am with it at the moment. I'm not going to keep asking. People don't have to do anything. Like, obviously, people don't have to do anything. The show's has done well. Over the last 4 years, we've got a Patreon. We've been really consistent with getting shows out every single week for over 4 years. And it's very, very difficult in this environment these days, with every single celebrity that exists having their own podcast. The market is so saturated that people have only got X amount of hours in the day to give you the time a day to even try, that you kind of need people to help you. Like, you need support. And as far as I'm concerned, it's asking people to tap their phone to say like, or to write a few words, or to like a YouTube video, to like something on social media. And I've asked a few times now, can you please help us out? This is the only way we're going to grow. I appreciate that I don't care if people are particularly interacting with the posts. For me, it's not for me or my ego or anything like that, or for Lee's ego. It is purely to make sure that post leaves that page and gets shared to other people, because it's got quite popular or whatever, and other people could potentially, and that's the only way you can grow, unless people actually just stumble across the podcast, which is becoming harder and harder for people to do. And with the negativity coming in from other people, you know, people are so keen to share their negativity and lies and fucking shit reviews, that you think, right, we're getting a good amount of listeners every week. Hopefully, if I appeal to them, a call to action, they call it, then maybe they can just take a millisecond of their day to tap a heart or something on a post. But it's falling on deaf ears, unfortunately. So where I am at the minute is I really don't know the future of Whatcast. I like spending time with my family on Sundays. So it takes a lot of effort for me to keep doing this show. On, you know, Sundays is the only opportunity we really get. And it's a good, you know, a good 2 or 3 hours of my time to get the show together, to get the clips together, to get any editing done, to put it out there on everywhere it needs to go, and all of that sort of stuff. And I don't know how long it's going to last, basically. Like, at the moment, we've still got plans of immediate future, but I for the first time, I'm not thinking long term. The Patreon will be there for as long as people want it, because people are paying, and I actually enjoy doing that one, because it's a lot of deep diving and it's actually worth it, and people are actually supporting the show. With Whatcast itself, it's hard. It's hard to stay motivated when you see how much time you take from your life to give, and people don't even want to just go tap out of just laziness. I'm not sure it's nothing malicious or whatever. Have I done it? So I think I probably won't be putting the clips out anymore. Maybe if there's particularly good ones that I think might get shared, because that will save me quite a lot of time. I might rethink some of the topics we do, so it's a bit more enjoyable to do for me and Lee. I like talking to my mate once a week. We always have fun on that. So there's that side as a positive. But it's just, it's at the moment, I'm fine. Put it this way, at the moment, I'm not trying to be fucking sob story or, oh, fucking you bunch of, but at the moment, I'm finding it thoroughly unrewarding. I quite enjoy doing this. I enjoy doing the Daily What. It's off the cuff. I don't have to research it. I can jump on whenever I get a minute, and I'm not doing anything else, and I'm not taking up anyone's time. It's easy for me to do. I will keep doing the Daily What, probably regardless. I don't video this or anything like that, so it's much easier. There's no editing there. I put it out as it is. I never do anything else with it. But as far as Whatcast is concerned, bit disappointing that I can't rouse people into just clicking a like button or writing a comment so other people can potentially discover the show. That's the reason for it, not for any other reason, not fucking like us or else. It's you need the algorithm to work for you in this now. Like, it is what it is. And that's the only way we can grow. I've done everything I can do. And there's only so long you can do things until you think, why am I doing this? So, yeah, I don't know at the moment is what I'm saying. Basically, we've got a show planned for this week. We've got a Patreon recorded already for May. But, yeah, we might change things up. It might or it might kind of fade away. I don't actually know at the minute. But anyway, thanks for anyone that has tried to help share it and wrote reviews and clicked 5 stars and clicked like and all that sort of stuff. Thank you very much. It's not unappreciated. It's impossible at the moment to get any traction with anything because you've got to work within the boundaries because we're putting things on YouTube trying to get a bit of traction there. It's impossible to say certain things because you've got to worry about censorship and then you're not getting shared anywhere else. So, I don't know. It's just a bit deflating at times. But it is what it is. No pressure for anyone to, you know, if you just enjoy the show and it is what it is, just carry on listening to the show for as long as it's there for. But anyway, that was the Daily What today. Go enjoy. If you're in the UK, if you're in England today, go enjoy your Britneys. Get a fucking few Britneys down your St. George and all that shit. With your lads in the pub and your tattoo with your mum on your arm and all that shit. But I am Matt. I'll see you next time on the Daily What. It don't affect my wages. See you later.
You have been listening to the Daily What. Follow on social media at Whatcast with a K and listen to the Daily What and Whatcast wherever you get your podcasts.